A new report on the status of workers finds the period since the 2008 market crash may turn out to be a lost decade for New Yorkers, as wages stagnate and the average time for unemployment lengthens. Capital correspondent Karen DeWitt reports.
The union-financed think tank, the Fiscal Policy Institute, finds the current economic recovery continues to be the weakest on record since the Great Depression of the 1930s. FBI economist James Parrott says while New York overall had the sixth best job growth performance among all 50 states, the rate of unemployment stayed above 8% for 4 years until it dropped slightly in April. Economists consider it a recession when the jobless rate is 8% or higher. Parrott says the average length of time that unemployed New Yorkers have been out of work is 37 weeks, or about 8 months. That's longer than the national average of 7 months. He says the lengthy periods of joblessness have ripple effects that range from defaulting on payments for houses and cars to depleting retirement savings to health problems.
There's a lot of research about the effects of long periods of unemployment on people's health, their self-esteem. Divorce rates are higher among people who have been unemployed for long periods of time. Their health is poor. Suicide rates are measurably higher. And their lifetime earnings take a hit and suffer as a result of it.
College-educated unemployed New Yorkers are out of work longer on average than high school graduates. Older workers also have to wait longer to find new jobs, and they're often lower paying than the positions that they lost. What job growth has occurred has been in lower paying industries like restaurants and retail. Parrott says those who are still lucky enough to have jobs have not seen pay increases that keep up with living expenses, and in some cases have seen their salaries cut.
Wages in 2012 were less than what they were in 2002. Even for the workers, you know, still working, their real incomes, their wages are not keeping pace.
The survey finds there's a wide gap between the financial conditions of downstaters compared to upstaters. New York City is doing relatively well. There are nearly 5% more jobs than before the recession began in 2008. But wide swaths of upstate are mired in recession, with an average of 1.6% fewer jobs than before 2008. The exceptions are Long Island and the Ithaca area, where jobs are growing faster than the national average. Parrott attributes New York City's success to the government's massive financial bailout of Wall Street.
And we're done on an enormous scale to put this wall-to-wall safety net under the finance system. And then there was the stimulus program in early 2009, you know, also $800 billion or so, which helped for a period of time, but the effects of that have long since worn off.
Parrott believes that the federal government needs to spend more money to stimulate the economy, but he concedes that given the current political dynamics in Congress, that's not likely to happen. And he says unlike past recessions where governments spent more to boost economic activity, state and local governments also have been further cutting spending and jobs. There's been a 5% decline in government jobs, mostly due to teacher layoffs. And he says it hasn't turned out well for the average working New Yorker.
There's nothing inevitable about this prolonged high unemployment situation. We know the economic policies that need to be pursued. We need stimulus spending at the federal level to get the economy going.
There are some bright spots in the report. Parrott says New York raised the minimum wage this year, though he thinks the long phase-in won't boost wages fast enough. And he says New Yorkers who are wealthy have mostly recovered from the recession, largely due to the stock market rebound and soaring corporate profits. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.